funding. And so I'll begin our presentation today discussing whether there is privilege with patent agents. So the issue that we looked into was whether or not communications between patent agents and their clients with respect to the prosecution and preparation of patent applications would be considered privileged, specifically in Texas under the Texas Rules of Evidence. And so to set up some background here, let's talk a little bit about the law and the rules of evidence. So in Texas, a lawyer is defined as someone who is in part authorized to practice law. And as you know, a patent agent is not a licensed attorney who has passed a bar exam, but they are actually specially registered with the USPTO and have specially passed a different registration exam, what we often call the patent bar, to be able to prosecute and prepare patent applications. And patent agents have scientific and technical backgrounds and are specialized in this area to be able to prepare patent applications. Now, the rules in Texas require allow for privilege to be claimed with communications between their lawyers and between lawyers and clients. And so the question here is whether a patent agent could be considered a lawyer in Texas. Now, going back a while, there was a Supreme Court case a long time ago called Sperry. Now, that case wasn't directly about privilege, but it was a case that was out of originated in Florida and about whether or not the patent agent in that case was authorized to practice law.